Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven.
Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. My name is Dennis Neufeld, and I am here with the Spirit of Truth Ministry team getting ready for our program, The Bible on Trial. And we are delighted that you've taken a few minutes out of your busy schedule on this June 17, 2022, to join us for our program. We'll get started with our program in just a minute, but before we do that, I want to remind you of our website, primary website at spiritoftruthministry.net/S, capital T, capital M. There you will find lots and lots of good reading, including our book, The Spirit of the Church, by Rick Sterling and me, Dennis Neufeld, and lots of good writing by Rick Sterling. We have our secondary website, which is located at spiritoftruthministry.net/S, capital T, capital M. And there you will find lots of other good reading and research material. Father in heaven, Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for giving us this wonderful and beautiful day. Thank you for granting us this time together so that we can, in your mercy, learn the truth. Thank you. Amen. Rick, for some reason I lost you. I don't know what happened, but go ahead and redo your connection with your computer, and we will put you back up. I don't know what happened. Good morning, Dr. Don.
Good morning. It's a gorgeous Friday morning.
It certainly is. And
the birds are singing. The birds are happy.
The birds are happy. I'm glad. I'm glad of
that. We take strength in that because the Lord said, "Not a sparrow falls without Him knowing it."
Yep. Absolutely.
So if they're that value to him, we are of much more value. So take courage in that.
Oh, I do. And thank you for those words. That's really good. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly. You're coming across 5x5, as we used to say in when we were flying airplanes, or when I was flying airplanes. Anyway, I had a little bit of a gestalt last night as I was putting together the program notes. And tell me if you think this might not have some merit. You have talked and spoken a number of times about the events in the garden and the tree of the learning of the knowledge of good and evil. And really how it was no different than any of the other trees in the garden, because it was just the tree that God said to them, to the couple, don't go near it, don't touch it, don't eat it, don't do anything with it, leave it alone. And I was thinking about the idea that the tree of life was in that same garden. And when Adam and Eve sinned, what would have happened had they eaten of the tree of life? You see, my thinking on this is that they had turned into, they were mortal, obviously, I mean, from the very get-go, but they had turned into spiritually compromised beings. Had they eaten of the tree of life, it would have killed them instantly. They would not have been able to survive that. So God had to kick them out of the garden to preserve their lives so that he could eventually establish a kingdom on earth. Does that make any sense? Hello, Rick, are you there?
I had clicked the mute button so I wouldn't get feedback when you're talking.
Are you getting feedback? Yeah, I can hear you fine. Are you getting feedback when I'm talking?
No, I just wanted to be sure because, you know, my mic is really sensitive. And I forgot to bring my headset. So,
oh, okay, okay.
My earphone, so I have to use the computer speaker.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting that you would bring that up because I was just going through some of my old doodlings that they would ask for notes that they're doodling. And I have this, which I say that the tree in the in the midst of the garden, or the tree in the midst of the garden was the tree of learning the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
The tree of life in the garden was the tree that if they ever got sick or, you know, were facing a mortal death, they could eat from and be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, they would have eternal life.
Correct.
Both trees represent what we have been talking about for a long time. The tree in the midst of the garden, which they were instructed never to eat from, represents spiritually the lies that the devil uses to keep us from eternal life. And if God has said to know the truth, and that the words that we accept and the words that we reject will be determine our outcome in the judgment. The word itself will be our judge. The tree of life represents the truth, and the truth gives us eternal life. It is the truth that gives us eternal life. So eating from the tree of life will give us eternal life. Eating from the tree of learning the knowledge of basically the evil will give us death. And that's exactly what happened. And so I don't know if that's what you were getting at.
What I was getting at, and that's, yes, that is a big part of it, but when Adam and Eve sinned, they became sinful creatures.
Yeah, but how was it that they sinned? What was
they sinned
it?
By disobeying the words of God. Okay,
right.
They did
and,
not have.
And by word. Believing the lie of the devil.
Correct. So
see,
they had
I'm...
lies. They had lies in them. What happens when you have an electric circuit that instead of going to ground goes to another positive? Well, you get a shock, okay, Adam and Eve in the garden and with us today. Is that when we have lies in us and say that we don't and say that we are in the kingdom of heaven and say all that, if we ate from the tree of life, which gives eternal life, it would instantly provide a shock that kill us. How does God pass judgment on the wicked? Well, he even said, your words convict you. You see, the words that you believe convict you of truth or lie. If you say you don't have lies, if you say you're in the kingdom of heaven, if you say, or if you say that lying, that kind of thing, doesn't matter, then, and we are all in a growth process. We all are in the learning process until the moment that we become sealed. But you are sealed in sin, and you attempt to eat from the tree of life, attempt to circumvent the will of God, you will not survive it.
Well, you can't attempt to eat from it because you're barred access from to it.
But see, that's exactly why God had to bar Adam and Eve access to that tree. Because if they had been able to eat from it, it isn't that they would have lived forever in sin. It's that they would have died instantly right then and with absolutely no hope of any kind of resurrection or eternal life.
The thing is that God had a gift, okay, that the other flesh and blood beings, human beings, didn't have.
Yes.
He first of all gave them a perfect place in which to live, and he gave them access to eternal life. But that, what they needed to do was to show that they understood their situation. They needed to know that they had to believe every word that their Creator told them, and they had to obey the word that he told them. The fruit is not so much food for the flesh. It's food that what I'm talking about is in the garden, the two trees. They're spiritual.
Yes.
And it's like the Son of God said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. So when he's saying that, he's talking about the words that his Father gave him are his food. And he said that in the context of the, you know, that was the woman at the well, at Jacob's well. And he was, the disciples had come back and said, here, we have bread, eat. And he says, I have bread that you don't know about. The will of him who sent me.
Rick, it is showing me the timer on my board here is showing me that we've got 1 minute left.
I'm seeing the same thing.
It's
scheduled for an hour show, right?
Yeah, I put 60 minutes in.
Well, we can just keep going.
No, it'll stop.
Well, you'll have to schedule a new show.
Well, what I'm going to do is go do a quick start. I'll start it immediately, and then we can come right back.
Okay,
so
I'll just call in on the phone, because then you'll have to send me an email and all of that. So I'll just call in on the phone.
Okay, we'll do that. Hang in, everybody. We'll be back in just a minute.
Yes, very well.
Okay, so we should be up, and Rick will come in here in just a second. Okay.
I hear you very clearly.
Cool. So here we go.